Michigan's F-12. So that's going to that's last week's rankings and scores. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get caught up on all your news and your weather. Then we'll be right back in Ubley. We are 30 minutes exactly away from kickoff. You're tuned to WLW.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Topping the news, Congress will try again next week to pass a bill to keep government running beyond the end of the month. The Senate on Friday voted down a plan passed by the House. CNN's Kate Baldwin reports it would provide money for disaster assistance, but it also would cut funding for clean energy programs.
As the top Democrat in the Senate put it today, Democrats and Republicans up here need to cool off over the weekend, with the Senate returning for a vote Monday evening. But it seems the fight is far from over as disaster aid and government funding deadlines quickly approach.
This is the third time this year the government's been threatened with a shutdown. Investors remained cautious on Wall Street Friday, one day after a major sell-off. The Dow was up 37 points, but for the week was down 738 points. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas calls Israel an occupying power in a speech at the United Nations. Abbas blames Israel for failure to reach a Mideast peace agreement.
The occupying power also continues.
Time now for the agricultural forecast. And we've got still some rain to continue throughout the course of the day. Rain, the threat's a 90% chance for the thumb. Further west, a 1 in 3 chance. Total sunshine today, 0. High temperature, 55 to 60. North-northeasterlies, 5 to 10. Lowest relative humidity, 80 to 90% with poor drying conditions. Rain in the evening moves north and west, otherwise drizzle and fog. Fog will be thick. Threat for rain or drizzle, 75%. Low 45 to 50, north-northwesterlies under 10, highest relative humidity 100% with poor drying conditions. Clouds and fog through the morning, then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. High 60 to 65 with a 1 in 3 chance of a shower, variable wind under 10. Sun and clouds Sunday with a 1 in 3 chance of a very late afternoon shower, and a high of 65 to 70 with an east wind 5 to 10. From WLDW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Peter Hall.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Celebrate your September with Samsung. Thumb Cellular is giving you incredible savings throughout the month of September on Samsung's hottest new phones. Right now, you can get the Samsung Adorn flip phone for free at Thumb Cellular. Also this month, you can get the Samsung Gem Android smartphone for free, featuring access to the Android marketplace and swipe texting. While you're at Thumb Cellular, check out the Samsung Galaxy Android smartphone featuring the Android 2.2 operating system. Access to the Android marketplace with thousands thousands of free apps, a 4-inch high-resolution touchscreen, and a 5-megapixel camera with flash for just $199. Terms of service apply. It's a Samsung September with great specials on all Samsung phones. So pick one up today at your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Then you'll too know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
And welcome back to Ubly. A little bit of an abridged version of the news and weather there, but we're back and we're ready to go here. We got less than a half hour left. We are just about 24 and a half minutes away from kickoff. The crowd's starting to file in. Harbor Beach in the white jerseys starting to warm up. Ubly warming up as well. This is high school football at its finest.
That's right. And, of course, our venue, Ubly, Michigan, tonight, and are against the Harbor Beach Pirates. I was going Michigan, but I looked at folks, I can't get this kid away from green. He's got Michigan State all over him again. And, of course, folks, you got to keep your cards, letters, and most of all, telephone calls going to Ralph Iden so he gets us some polo shirts that identify that we're from Ubly. Because
we're from
Bad Axe. Okay. I'll get it straight yet. We're at Ubly.
Okay.
But anyway, Clark went and developed a little hand, or what would you call it, laminated?
It's a media pass.
A media pass. So at least now they know we're from a radio station. But it would be nice, folks, if we had the polo shirts. So call Ralph Iden at the station. But don't tell him I said so.
I'm quite certain by the end of this season you might actually get me fired, but I'm not sure.
Oh, boy. I hope not.
Because
that'll be both of us.
That's true.
That's true. That's right.
You don't want to cut off the hand that's feeding you.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, so.
Fish dinner. What happened?
I don't know. We're getting rumors that there's a fish dinner in Ubly.
Somewhere.
Whether it's the Catholics putting it on.
Right.
Or not, we're not exactly sure, but we could really go for a fish. We didn't get to eat on our way.
Right. We had to come over here so fast, folks.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know if I told you about us driving, but this time I could see the cornrows. We weren't really going quite that fast. So we took our time here because it was raining and everything, but we left awful early and we're hungry.
I know. We completely forgot to eat dinner, and our only hope is to get a fish dinner out of this. But, of course, we can't leave. We're tethered to our equipment here.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, back to the topic of the night. That's football, if you're curious. Let's take a look at the standings in the GTC West first. USA, surprisingly, atop all of the GTC West at 3-0. Then there's Reset 2-0. Then everyone else. Vassar at 2-1. Cass City at 1-1. Bad Axe 1-2. And then Lakers and Bay City All Saints both not in the win columns yet in the West.
Well, I think the top three, USA, Reese, and Vassar, are going to be fighting it out for the division crown. I'm really surprised that USA, they only have 14 kids, and they use them well, and they run behind that big tackle of theirs, Ballard, and the guard, Lutz, and who was the good running back?
Harper.
And they use them well, and Lutz broke loose last week against Cass City. But Cass City had USA on the ropes, and they just didn't take advantage of it. So I'm surprised USA is up there, but I think Reese is going to come away with it.
Wow. That's a bold statement in week number 5 of 9?
Well, they've only got 4 games left.
I suppose. Is it half full or half empty?
That's right.
All right, so then let's move on to the East. Marlette, actually, on top at 2-0 by legality purposes. Marlette also undefeated at 4-0. Marlette defeated Ubly to stay undefeated, but Marlette, no easy task at hand. Tonight they play Marlette. I can't find them on our list here. Marlette is hosting Sandusky. So, very interesting. We'll get into all the details about with the Harbor Beach Ubly game in just a moment here, but let's go through the rest of the standings. Then the only other undefeated team, the East Harbor Beach at 1-0. Then, knocking on the door, Ubly at 2-1. They're right in this thing, and tonight decides that as well.
Well, it'll decide whether they're going to stay in it or they're going to be bringing up the pack from behind the top two.
So then after that, it's Sandusky at 1-1, Brown City at 0-1, and then Mayville bringing up the rear at 0-3.
Well, actually, you know, Brown City gave Harbor Beach a tussle. So you could have, if...